This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump further escalated tensions with Turkey Friday by announcing a sharp increase in tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, the president is calling for a 50% tariff on steel and 20% on aluminum.
In a tweet, President Trump says he's authorized a doubling of steel and aluminum tariffs on Turkey. He declares U.S. relations with Turkey are not good at this time. The U.S. slapped sanctions on two Turkish officials earlier this month over the detention of an American pastor being tried on espionage and terror-related charges. Turkey is vowing to retaliate without delay and warns the move will further harm relations between the two allies.
Meanwhile, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his country will continue to grow despite what he described as an attack on the Turkish lira. In a speech Friday, Erdogan recalled that the economy has grown by 7.4% in the first quarter of 2018, and he expressed optimism the growth would continue. The Turkish leader also hailed economic ties with Russia, saying that up to 6 million Russian tourists are expected to visit Turkey this year. He said, "A while ago, I spoke to Vladimir Putin, and God bless, this year there is an intense influx of tourists from Russia, and I think that some 6 million tourists will come from Russia." U.S.-Turkish tensions began to escalate last week, with the Trump administration targeting two ministers with sanctions over the detention of U.S. pastor Andrew Brunson. Brunson is currently under house arrest in Turkey while standing trial on terrorism charges. Fears about the Turkish economy drove stock prices lower on Wall Street, with all three major indices down on Friday. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. A Saudi-led Arab military coalition said on Friday it would investigate an airstrike that killed at least 50 people, many of them children, in Yemen. Reuters reporter Matthew LaRotunda reports.
The airstrike hit a bus carrying the kids as it went through a market on Thursday. The Houthi faction, which controls the area, says an additional 11 adults were killed in the attack, bringing the total to at least 51 dead. Saudi coalition says it will investigate, which is an apparent change in tone. They originally said it was a legitimate military action against their Houthi enemies, who they alleged were using children as human shields. The UN is calling for an independent investigation, which was praised by the Houthis, although the UN's also criticized that side for indiscriminate attacks of their own. On Friday, the UN said its human rights coordinator for the war also appears to have been blocked from returning to Houthi territory without explanation.
That's Matthew LaRotunda of Reuters News Agency. Zimbabwe's main opposition party on Friday filed a legal challenge to the results of last week's election. The Electoral Commission had announced the winner to be President Emmerson Mnangagwa and his ruling ZANU-PF party. But the Movement for Democratic Change, led by Nelson Chamisa, said the election was flawed. Tabane Mopofu is a lawyer for the MDC Alliance.
We are seeking a declaration to the effect that the presidential election was not properly conducted. It was not conducted in terms of the Constitution. It was not conducted in terms of the Electoral Act. It was not conducted in terms of standards of fairness, transparency, and accountability.
Lawyers from the MDC delivered their challenge to the country's constitutional court. They're demanding either a new vote or for Chamisa to be declared the winner. The court has 14 days to issue its ruling. Consumer prices in the U.S. rose a modest 2.9% in July from a year ago, as inflation is rising gradually but slowly. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The Labor Department says consumer prices climbed nearly 3% in July from a year ago, an inflation rate that suggests Americans are earning less than a year ago, despite a solid economy. The 2.9% increase matched the same pace from June, which had been the highest level in more than 6 years. The Consumer Price Index jumped 0.2% last month, with most of the increase coming from higher housing costs. When adjusted for inflation, average weekly earnings have fallen 0.1% in the last 12 months. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Palestinian health officials say a paramedic was shot and killed by Israeli fire at a Hamas-led protest along the Gaza border Friday. The incident came as Gaza's rulers and Israel honored a ceasefire that ended 2 days of a flare-up in violence. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.